Let us pray. Gracious God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to gather here to worship, to hear your words and celebrate life amongst one another. And Lord, I just pray as for those who are unable to join us, whatever the circumstances, I pray that you be with them, that you protect them, you grant them mercy and grace and strength to persevere. And I pray that you would just open our eyes and our ears to hear and see you amongst us and amongst this world, to open our hearts to hear your words and to speak those words to one another. I thank you for all that you do for us and all that you are for us each and every day. And let your words flow through me today and always. In your name we pray. Amen. So this week, I thought a lot about justice. Justice tied with righteousness. And we see those two tied together within the New Testament quite frequently. Or as some, it would be the law and the gospel. The justice and the righteousness. And that caused me, as most times when I want to know more about the words that I'm pondering on, I dig into the Greek of the words, the roots of those words that are found, and how to relate those to the world and to my own understanding. And this week, Christ is teaching the disciples and those that have joined him in this moment as he's continuing his walk to Jerusalem. And if you think about it, that had to be a really long walk. Probably it was like a couple days, but to us it's, you know, from Easter until now. But he's talking about this persistent widow who kept going up to this judge and begging him and pleading with him, saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." And it doesn't say how many times, but I can imagine, like myself, if I get a burr about something, I'm very persistent. I keep going and keep going until a solution is found. And this judge, who Christ says neither feared God nor respected people, heard that widow's plea. Kind of probably like, if I just grant her this, she'll just go away and leave me alone. But he says, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And I think about those as we plead and we cry out for justice, and it's continually crying out. Sometimes it feels like it's going unanswered. Sometimes it feels like we just can't hear or can't see an end to the solution. But Christ, he continues to parallel this parable of the pleading for justice with those who cry out day and night to God. And he's saying that will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? And he goes on saying, I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And that one I kind of was like, wasn't quite sure about the ending question, about will he find faith on earth? Then I thought about all the false teachers that were during that time that were pulling people, leading people astray, and how the focus, probably I don't know why they would go away from God's truth and mercy, but that's not for now. The now is about the justice. And when I looked at the word justice in the Greek, it's in accordance to righteousness, free from guilt or sin, a redemptive action. And so that led me to more questions, as it typically does. of how then do we conform to God's standards of justice and righteousness, of that redemptive action, the accordance to righteousness, when we live in a society that is having, where the standards of justice are different from what we've been learning about God's justice for us and for others. And how do we bring God's righteousness and love for all into our current level of brokenness? And have that trusting hope that God is hearing our pleas and our cries and our begging to have justice, to have righteousness for one another and for all that we are going through. And for us, perhaps it is being persistent in our pleas for God's righteousness, allowing the Spirit to blow life into us and courage into our hearts to strive to do that redemptive action, and helping each other to be the best we are going to be, the best that we are, and going out into the world, knowing that we will come across those that we disagree with, those that cause strife or harm within our lives, and yet allowing grace and God's love to build up one another and to live within one another. And I was thinking for a live actual thing is our elevator, that we remained persistent and continually sought justice for those with mobility challenges. When obstacles seemed to be in our step, every step we faced for a while, it seemed like we came up with one obstacle or another that we kept going and moving forward, finding creative solutions to work around them. And it's that continually striving to have all our members be included, to be included up here in worship for those that want to remain downstairs and be comfortable with that. Whatever level of the comfortableness, that we honor that, that we honored that and that we found solutions. And it's celebrating our gratefulness and thanks as we wrap up this project and looking creatively and thinking outside our norms of ways to continually open up our building for those seeking God's love, which is free to all. Amen.